DNR Fisheries Management Supervisor Mike Vogelsang thinks there should be open water.
99% of the lake should be open by the weekend here. I was a little nervous earlier in the week with the cold forecast, but as of now, the only lakes that are really hanging in there with some ice are Trout, Fence, Big Arborvita, and Lake Tomahawk.
Vogelsang says the main target of anglers looks to be available.
Generally speaking, in our naturally reproducing waters, the walleyes are hanging in there. We've got a number of lakes that rely somewhat on stocking and other lakes that rely heavily on stocking. And those we definitely need to do some work on. You know, those lakes that have self-sustaining populations, they're doing really well.
He says the lakes with natural walleye reproduction should be the lakes with the best results. Vogelsang says walleye spawning should take only 3 to 5 days on many lakes due to the late ice out, though once the spawn is over, fish will be hungry and linger close to the shore, where they're more easily targeted by anglers. More walleye fishing opportunities will be available this year as more than 1.9 million extended growth walleye stocked in years 2013, 14, and 15 under Wisconsin's Walleye Initiative are now at catchable size. Trout and other species like northern pike open this weekend. The bass and muskie seasons open later. More than 2 million anglers spend $1.5 billion in Wisconsin annually on fishing. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.